This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
92.7 WMDX, the Halloween edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
That's right. We want to thank everybody that texted us yesterday with the one-year anniversary that we celebrated.
It was nice to hear from everybody. I don't know if anybody noticed my shirt here.
Yeah, it says problem solved.
It's a little,
what's that referring to?
Blood-covered.
Yeah,
shirt that I have on today.
you had a little unconventional fun last night.
I did, and the problem is solved, as I have written on my shirt.
Okay.
So I can only imagine what happened.
Yeah. Halloween weather today. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be windy. Temperatures are dropping. We started out at 61 degrees. We'll be into the mid-40s by later on today. The rain is moving out, but it's still going to be kind of damp out there and pretty windy at times for all the trick-or-treaters this evening. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side and west side or online at verlo.com.
Mark texted us, and it's easy to text us. Just go to the Civic Media app and hit the text button and tell us what you think. He wrote, "The Dune universe created by Frank Herbert. The law was thou shalt not have machines to counterfeit the human mind." Thinking machines were outlawed. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Thanks. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, we were talking with Dr. Tim Slucker about AI in our last segment, and some fascinating discussion.
You know who could use AI is Trump.
Yeah. Well, yes.
This comment is just unbelievable, and I'm sure this will reassure many women listening to the program this morning.
Yeah.
He said unequivocally, "I'll protect women whether they like it or not."
That's what Trump said. That's a direct quote.
Honest to God, I just can't.
I wonder how the women out there feel.
This is like an ongoing Onion magazine in real life, and we're watching it.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Well, last night I went to the Kamala Harris get-together at the Alliance Center. Wow. It was just electric there. A huge crowd. It was sold out. I mean, it was every seat filled and filled to overflowing. And it was aimed at young folks. You know, a lot of UW students there, and they had big banners and lights, and it was really cool. Mark Pocan was there. Remy Wolf performed. I mean, they had a lot of music in this program. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes was there, and Tony Evers, and some more performers like Gracie Abrams. Tammy Baldwin was there, Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, she did a few songs.
Not do any songs. Mumford and Sons.
You interviewed a few people, though, didn't you?
Catherine Lake was there. Actually, we had Civic Media coverage of the event, and she interviewed a couple of people. I think we got one of those interviews right now, Sam.
Have
you got
that
one? This one was a couple of students. This was just before the program began.
All right.
So take a listen.
Kamala rally?
Yes, ma'am.
You're a fan?
Yes, huge fan.
Tell me why.
Of Kamala?
Yeah.
I just think that she stands for everything that needs to be changed about this country right now. I think that she's a breath of fresh air. I love that she's a woman. I love that she's an Asian woman as well. I'm an Asian woman. And I think that the fact that she is able to just put herself out there and constantly take hit after hit and still do it with such grace and poise is incredibly impressive.
How about you?
About what? Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Kamala Harris, what do you think?
I love her. I think she's great. I'm a daughter of two gay moms. I'm a woman. I was born through reciprocal IVF. Trump goes against everything about me. It threatens my entire existence. Kamala stands for everything that I am.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that her economic policies are well laid out.
Absolutely.
I think that everything that what she wants to do for our country to make it better is very, very nicely presented, and it makes it really easy for Americans to choose. I think that Trump has just yapped a whole lot of nothing, and unfortunately, as we've seen throughout his presidency, he is not a sane, reasonable, rational, and kind person.
Yeah.
And the way...
Is so much more level-headed, so much more logical, and she has people like the Obamas supporting her, and Obama was the best presidency in my lifetime. I mean, there's not been that many, but honestly, like, with that support and with that mentorship, she's going to do great things.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
19.
20 on election day.
Yeah, nice. How old are you?
I'm 19 years old as well.
19. Some smart women in this town.
Yeah,
we're
wow.
really lucky because we're both from out of state, and so we get to come
I'm
in.
I'm from Florida.
And I'm from New York City, so I'm taking my blue right to Wisconsin.
Yes, I am.
Thanks, guys.
Of course.
Smart. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Now, in a little while, we're going to talk with John Zumbrunnen, and he's going to talk about voting. And if you're a UW student, listen up for that, because there's some particular things that you can, you can keep in mind as you go to the polls.
Got it. Got to get you out there to vote.
Yeah. Now, we talked to somebody else there, too, do we have that cut, Sam? This is another woman that that Catherine talked to just before the program got underway.
Are you from
Civic Media?
Oh,
no, Civic Media. You're in Madison, WMDX.
I have to fail to
shoot.
So,
I don't want to tie this.
What's your name?
Shalisha Johnson.
Shalisha Johnson. Are you a fan of Kamala Harris?
I am very much a fan of Kamala Harris.
Since the beginning?
Since the beginning.
Tell me more.
I want to reverse the hatred in this country for people of color and transgender people and anybody who isn't a cisgender white man, who is also straight. I'm voting for reproductive freedom. A lot of people don't understand. You know, people have made abortion a dirty word, and abortion is healthcare in some instances. And I don't think it's anybody's right to take that right away from their neighbor in their own state, in any other state. And I'm for equality, and I don't want to see civil rights protections be rolled back. I don't want to see anything from Project 2025 enacted, and I want to protect the democracy and our ability and our freedom to actually vote in the next election in 2028.
And you don't think Donald Trump's capable of any of that?
None, not a thing.
Well, that's true.
That says it all right there. Yeah.
Well, so, brilliant.
Pretty
great
sharp.
Commentary.
Pretty sharp.
Fantastic. From 19-year-old student, that was stunning.
And it was electric at the Alliance Center last night. Great crowd. And Kamala Harris came out at the end, of course, and wowed the crowd even more.
I'm glad that we're all basically on the same page here.
Yeah.
But the big news for me yesterday was something that... my jaw dropped. I jumped up out of my chair. I could not even. I couldn't believe what I was actually watching at this point in the election that this came out.
What?
Mike Johnson, House Speaker, came out and said one of Trump's top priorities will be to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
Really, at this point, you really want to open this topic up?
Wow.
All right. And he wants to rip away health care from 60 million Americans. No health care at all. That's what it's free market stuff. In this comment, you will hear over and over, free market, free market. This is so egregious. It didn't work before. We had this. That's why we have the ACA covering pre-existing conditions. This is just jaw-dropping. Release this now. And I know this is planned. This
sure.
they agreed to do something like this prior to the election. I don't know why. Let's listen to cut 273.
There's a lot of talk. I mean, healthcare reform is going to be a big part of the agenda. When I say we're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda, we got a lot of things on the table. But healthcare, it's the secret. Healthcare reform is not a secret. There's some really important ideas on the table. And we have a docs caucus, the physicians who serve in the House, and they've got a menu of options about this thick. And I think this is part of it, because if you take government bureaucrats out of the healthcare equation and you have doctor-patient relations, relationship. It's better for everybody, more efficient, more effective. That's the free market. Trump's going to be for the free market. You heard a little sample of that last night. We want to take a blowtorch to the regulatory state, okay? Yeah. I mean, these agencies have been weaponized against the people. And it's crushing the free market.
The free market.
It's like a boot on the neck of job creators and entrepreneurs and risk takers. And so healthcare is one of the sectors, but we need this across the board. And Trump's going to go big. I mean, he's only going to have one more term, right? Can't run for re-election.
Right.
And so he's going to be thinking about legacy, and we're going to fix all these things.
No Obamacare?
No Obamacare. Yeah, the ACA is so deeply ingrained. We need massive reform to make this work, and we got a lot of ideas on how to do that.
Yeah, take a blowtorch to the regulatory state. What a great idea, right? And by the way, starting Friday, DACA recipients will be able to enroll in the ACA marketplace as well and get coverage for the very first time. So they really want to preempt this. They want to take so many more people off health care. What are they thinking?
I don't know.
You know, on this program,
boggles the mind. Yeah.
I mentioned this so many other times. I think the most important issue of our day is universal health care in this country. If we had that, we would be so freed up to do so many other things and spend our money wisely in so many other things, so many programs that this country needs, because we have changed. We have different needs now. We have people who are mostly contractors. They don't have pensions. They don't have regular jobs. They're working freelance. All of that, we need a different system, and that system is universal health care. And this flies completely against that grain. This is the worst possible thing of all worlds. What MAGA's and the Christian values guy Mike Johnson will do is basically take health care and throw it away. This is a guy. By the way, just a note to Mike Johnson, we don't have Jesus to heal us at this point, okay? You know? I don't know. Maybe they just think a second coming here. Eliminate the federal ACA health insurance protections, convert the ACA and Medicaid into block grants to the state, expand health savings accounts, which is a disaster unto itself, cut federal health spending by 4.5 trillion dollars over a decade, and of course, a lot of that money saved will be given to tax cuts to the wealthy.
Yeah, wow, that's the plan, huh?
Yeah,
that's straight out of the playbook.
How much time do we have here?
Just about a minute.
About a minute. Can we get this in? This is RFK Jr. He's going to take over the healthcare system.
Yeah.
This is cut 274.
The key that I think that President Trump has promised me is control of the public health agencies, which are HHS and its sub agencies, CDC, FDA, NIH, and a few others, and then also the USDA, which is key to making America healthy, because we've got to get off of seed oils, and we've got to get off of pesticide-intensive agriculture.
Oh, those seed oils. Man, I tell you, isn't that the most frightening thing you can think of, is RFK Jr. in charge of our healthcare system?
Crazy.
We've got more, by the way, coming up in a moment.
John and Gordy in the morning. Coming up next, Brittany Merlot will update our Halloween weather.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Creature, 92.7 WMDX. You got to look out for the creature with the atom brain, man. Is that AI?
I don't know.
All right. And by the way, thank you, Sherry, for the belated anniversary emoji that you sent us.
You can text us or call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Let's go to Brittany Merlot this morning, get the latest on what's happening this Halloween in the weather world. Morning, Brittany.
Well,
Good morning. I feel like I am most concerned right now about John's shirt that says problem solved with blood splattered all over it.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, we're all we a had little an concerned about
problem John, and
Yeah. No, that is awesome.
Well, yeah. We like that your shirt awesome. Too. The yeah. skeleton, yeah, the bones. Very scary. Huh?
You're right? Walking X-ray today.
I could feel the weather in my bones. Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Yeah. Boy, we got a lot of rain yeah. last night.
You sure did. Yeah. Breaking records. Look at you guys. Seriously, mm-hmm. 2.21 inches of rainfall put in the record books, and then another half an inch throughout the overnight. Finally, though, it's starting to wind down. Kick on out of here, but that means the winds are going to start to whip. You have the worst of the winds in the state. It's going to be about 20-mile-per-hour winds sustained.
Wow.
Gusting to nearly 40. So that is going to continue through our trick-or-treating hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to battle that.
Yeah. Yuck. Wow. Glad I got that gazebo down yesterday before on the Wednesday. Yeah. Thanks a lot, John, for helping out.
Well, I was only kidding that I wouldn't help you.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Didn't get back to you in time.
Yeah, fine.
if he didn't help you, the weather would have helped you, right?
Yeah, sure. See, the weather could have done that.
Yeah,
for you.
So it's going to be still breezy tonight for all the Halloweeners out there, all the trick-or-treaters, right? Yeah. The ghosts and goblins, yeah.
It sure is. So it's about 49 degrees at 3 p.m., falling to about 45 at 6 p.m., but you put a wind chill on top of that, I dress for the mid-30s.
Oh, definitely.
You'll be fine.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something to know. All right.
All right, Brittany, thank you so much. Yeah. We will
happy
talk
Halloween.
To you tomorrow.
All
yeah, happy Sandy. Halloween.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
It's Brittany Berlow, our civic media meteorologist.
Let's get into the fact that they're going to take away the ACA. The news, boy. The big news yesterday was, yeah, we're going to get rid of it.
That's what Mike Johnson said.
Just completely blew my mind, and he and Trump got together and talked about this, and that's why Mike Johnson came out and told everybody the ACA is going to be history. They're putting RFK Jr. in charge of all of this. You bet. And we got to get rid of those seed oils. Let's get into where Trump actually announces this. 275 is the cut. He's confident in RFK Jr. Let's go.
Robert F. Kennedy cares more about human beings and health and the environment than anybody. And he's going to be absolute. Having him is such a great honor. I've been friends of his for a long time. And I'm going to let him go wild on health. I'm going to let him go wild on the food.
Wow.
I'm going to let him go wild on medicines. The only thing I don't think I'm going to let him even get near is the liquid gold that we have under our feet. I don't know, Elon, he might not like liquid gold. It's oil and gas, sometimes referred to as oil and gas.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's lost his
mind. Oh, my. Oh. How are...
He's weaving a tapestry here.
How are we as intelligent people trying to deal with this? Is there some magic... We've got our John and Gordy stress balls.
Oh, yes. You know,
maybe we should get those out there real quick, okay? Yeah. Bring out our balls.
They're going to get a workout.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, right? Trump won't let Elon near liquid gold or RFK Jr. near liquid gold.
Right.
But he will let RFK Jr. near human lives that depend on health care to survive. That's okay. But that liquid gold, oil, no way, not getting near it. He was on Joe Rogan, and they had a little discussion about, again, protecting oil, not human lives.
I love the fact that you guys teamed up.
Yeah,
and are you completely committed to have him a part of your administration?
Oh, I am, but... The only thing I want to be a little careful about with him is the environmental, because, you know, he doesn't like oil. I love oil and gas. I think, you know, I think
just it's keep him out of that
to fire. So I'm going to sort of keep him out of a little. I said, focus on health. Focus. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. But I got to be a little bit careful with the liquid gold, you know.
I understand. I love the fact that you guys teamed up.
Yeah.
And are you guys.
There you go.
That's it. Huh?
That's an amazing thing. And here's something to keep in mind, too. The megas, Mike Johnson, Trump, everybody in the new administration, if they are elected, won't extend the extra ACA subsidies that were put in place during the pandemic. That has brought down the premiums incredibly for the last 3 or 4 years. And that subsidy, that extra subsidy, is going to end at the end of 2025. That goes away for 21 million people if it is not renewed, and these people do not want to renew that. Now, allowing them to expire at the end of 2025 would result in average out-of-pocket premium increases, get this, of 79%. So you were complaining, folks, about inflation and how much your food costs. Think of 79% increase in your healthcare costs per month.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the phones, John. We have Dick on the line. You can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Dick, go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, I thought liquid gold was a product you used on wood furniture and stuff like that.
Well, that's true, right?
But, it is. But where I was going to go with this is even big oil isn't about big oil so much. I just got done reading an article about how Exxon, this huge reserve of lithium was found in, I believe, Arkansas.
Yes.
And they're already, yes, and they know where it's going. Why would they be investing so much in this type of research and saying that they're going to have huge amounts of it done by, I think the article said, 2030. So why is the liquid gold such a big deal?
Exactly.
Different directions.
Exactly.
Including the oil companies.
Yeah, I know there's another huge mine that they discovered, or an area that they could mine out west as well for this stuff. You got to wonder, you know, which direction we really should be going. I don't think Trump has a handle on that. I think, you know, he wants to expand drilling and, all of that, even though we have been doing that, right? And he'll take credit for doing it, even though we have been doing that, producing more oil than any other country in the world at this point. Mm-hmm. So,
Dick, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Coming up, we'll be talking with John Zumbrunnen about voting and how to get those votes in and register all at the last minute. Okay, 29 past the hour. Back with more on 92.7 WMDS.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town,
everybody's free.
In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding.
92.7 WMDX, a little Nightmare Before Christmas there. And this is, of course, our Halloween edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
That's right. 7:34, cloudy today. Temperatures falling from highs in the low 60s this morning down in the mid-40s by later this afternoon. Going to be windy through most of the day. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
And now we want to find out a little bit more about how to vote on campus. It's a big mystery to me. So many things have been kicked around over the many, many years. And we've got John Zumbrunnen in the studio, and he's going to fill us in on what's happening on campus when it comes to voting and what students can or cannot do, and voter turnout as well. But let's get into the idea of what the students can expect to do during this election season.
Yeah, good morning. It's great to be with you. Appreciate the chance to come on and share what we're doing on campus.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we're working hard through our Badgers Vote effort to make it possible for every student on campus who wants to cast a vote to cast a vote. And also encouraging students to get out there and exercise that fundamental right. Mm-hmm.
So do a lot of students take part in local voting here, or do some of them prefer to vote at home?
It's both, of course. A fair number of students from out of state or who live elsewhere in Wisconsin will decide to register here in Dane County and vote in Dane County. But we've also got a lot of students who make the decision to vote wherever they call home. And, you know, as far as we're concerned on campus, our job is to make sure that they know how to go about voting, whatever their decision about where to vote is, and to support them in that, to get them the latest up-to-date information.
When did you start the program, Badgers Vote?
You know, Badgers Vote's been going on as long as I've been at UW-Madison, and I came here in the fall of 2008. So it's an ongoing effort. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, of course, evolved over time. It connects us up with our peer institutions in the Big Ten who undertake similar efforts on their campuses. We got a little bit of a friendly competition going on about voter registration and voter turnout rates, and we usually do pretty well.
So how's that? How does that look so far as students out there voting?
Yeah, we know that we know we had really good response around voter registration on campus. So we had up over 1,700 students register to vote through the voter registration events and opportunities that we were providing on campus in partnership with the Madison City Clerk. I don't have specific numbers on in-person absentee or early voting, but you know, anecdotally, I will tell you that there's been a lot of activity. We've got four IPAV in-person absentee voting locations on campus, and anecdotally hearing of a lot of traffic through those sites, sometimes some lines. We've worked with the city clerk's office on expanding our capacity to meet the demand. There's a lot of students who are voting early.
So I was at the Alliance Center last night, and a lot of UW students were there for Kamala Harris. Big, big crowd. I mean, it was sold out, and a lot of energy there. I guess what I want to ask is if students are out there and they haven't registered yet, and you know it's getting down to the last few days here, what's the protocol?
So today and tomorrow, students can still come to one of our four in-person absentee voting sites on campus. That's at Memorial Union, Union South, the Health Sciences Learning Center down on the west end of campus, and then we have a site out in Eagle Heights area where a lot of graduate students have housing. So students can come to one of those four sites on campus. They can register to vote and vote right then. And then, of course, in the state of Wisconsin, they can register to vote and vote on Election Day next Tuesday, and we've got a set of polling sites on campus. Students who want particular information about those sites and about what they need to do to be ready to vote can visit vote.wisc.edu. And I'll just say there's information on there that's valuable, not just for students, but really for anybody who wants to know the basics of how to vote in Wisconsin.
WiscVote.edu.
Vote.wisc.edu.
Okay. All right.
And what do they need to bring along to register?
So students need proof of residence. You have to have been in residence for 28 consecutive days.
All right. Bring their address with them.
And then they'll need a voter ID as well, right? Or an ID that works for voting. Now, we do also have ID print stations on campus. So students who, you know, especially thinking about out-of-state students who won't have necessarily the ID that they need to vote in Wisconsin, the university does work to help students get the printed ID that they need to be able to vote.
I was going to ask you that we do require a university ID, and it is good for voting.
The university ID itself is not necessarily good for voting, but this is why we have the
a different
ID
version of
printing
it?
Station where we will help them get printed what they need.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because that was a big hang-up for me. I wasn't quite sure if the voter ID or the student ID was used now as proof of your residency.
Yeah.
They don't put the address on
that. That's right. Student ID, our WISC card, as we call it, doesn't have your address. But again, best thing for students to do is not necessarily to listen to me on the radio, but go to vote.wisc.edu and find the information they need there. We've worked really hard to create a site that's user-friendly and that is the sort of single source of truth on voting for our students.
Sam, you got question?
Yeah, I kind of got a two-pronged question. I know Badgers Vote isn't a political group on campus, but I don't know if you can speak at all to how the voting block of college students and more broadly Gen Z are playing a kind of significant role in this election. And also, because students from UW come from all over the place, not just Wisconsin, how students at UW are playing a role in Wisconsin, which is a very much a swing state.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is the case that Badgers Vote is a sort of effort, an organized, coordinated effort by the university to, again, support people in exercising their right to vote. We're a public university. That means we're nonpartisan and nonpolitical, where Badgers Vote is not about talking to people about how we think they should vote or how anyone else on campus thinks they should vote. We don't care in the context of Badgers Vote how students vote. We want to support them and encourage them to vote. You know, there are absolutely student organizations on campus that are engaged in more politically oriented activity.
Right.
And that's great. We want a campus where there's thriving political discourse and debate. But that's not what the university, that's not our responsibility as a university. On your second question, I guess that in some ways invites me over into my professor of political science role. You know, I think we all know that the youth votes an important part of the electorate in general, and certainly in this election. You don't have to be a political scientist. You just have to read the newspapers and look at the polls to know that there's segments of the youth vote that are the subject of really intense competition between the two presidential campaigns. And of course, turnout of those young voters is really important. So we're in that phase of the election right now where it's a matter of making sure that people get to the polls and vote. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been asked before the question, are UW-Madison students going to make the difference in this election? I mean, I think we all know that the state of Wisconsin is going to be really close. It's been really close in every presidential election since I've lived here, every statewide election since I've lived here. So, you know, whatever side of the political aisle one's on, and whether you're a UW-Madison student or you're living in Dane County or somewhere out in the state, your vote matters in this election. So again, what we're about at the university is just making sure people got pathways to get out there and vote.
And there's no reason to actually believe what the polls are saying anyway, because the polls don't really count the newly registered voters out there. And there has been an incredible drive to get those registrations up. You know, it's gone through the roof as far as young people are concerned.
Sure. And here we get to, while I'm a political science professor, I'm actually a political philosophy professor. So dangerous for me to, I'm more comfortable talking about Plato than I'm talking about polls. But, you know, I mean, you know, pollsters, of course, aren't just guessing, right? They're drawing random samples, and then they're trying to understand how to weight those samples in ways that they believe, based on their experience and methodology, gets them close as they can to an accurate representation of the broader voting population.
Their history hasn't been great, though.
Sure, right? And I hear you on that. And, you know, honestly, we're going to know sometime next week how well they've done this time.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So you hear me as the political scientist there not quite wanting to go all the way with you on don't believe the polls. I mean, I think you take the polls as one piece of evidence out there in the political world, and you know, you should never believe any one particular piece of evidence is the absolute truth. So,
my eyes opened up a lot, though, when you know, Taylor Swift did the endorsement. You know, registrations went through the roof for that. When Kamala was announced, registrations went through the roof again. A lot of the students were voting against Joe Biden because of his policies in Gaza, and when Kamala came in, that kind of switched everything around quite a bit, actually. So, you know, and again, because they aren't being counted, which is something new to me, I did not know that. So it's brand new, and I'm trying to adjust to the idea that maybe this is really kind of a sleeper sell out there. You know, it's suddenly we're going to find out there are a lot of people voting on the Democratic ticket this time around.
Totally possible. You know,
I don't want to put you on the spot yeah. as far as taking a side here.
Also not going to make predictions, but you know, I mean, it's always a challenge when pollsters try to apply their likely voter screens. It's always mm-hmm. a challenge to figure out who's going to vote and who's not. So, yeah.
John, do you think that celebrity endorsements have any sway or and another side question of that, newspaper endorsements? Editorial endorsements.
Yeah, how about the newspapers not yeah. endorsing? What are your feelings on that?
Oh boy, y'all are really asking me to step outside of my administrator hat and speak as a political science professor. And I'm imagining my colleagues back in the political science department who, you know, make a living studying American politics instead of thinking about the ancient Greeks like I always have and making them nervous now. I don't know. You know, I mean, on celebrity endorsements, I think you got to think about persuasion, like changing people's minds, which, in our contemporary political world probably doesn't happen that much. Thinking about that versus sort of excitement, enthusiasm, motivation, getting people out to vote. And so I would tend to think that celebrity endorsements are probably going to do more on the side of getting people out to the polls. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my own thoughts about Taylor Swift, but then I have a 17-year-old daughter.
So. Yes, there you go. Exactly. I know.
I hear a lot of Taylor in my house.
Yeah. There were rumors she was going to show up last night at the Alliance Center. That didn't happen.
But, you know, one side has the Hulkster and another has Taylor Swift. Help us all, please.
Well, John, thank you for being with us today. Again, if people need more information, give us the website that you're recommending.
vote.wisc.edu.
Okay, I wanted to clear up one thing. I'm still a little hazy on what you print up for these students. What is it that you print up? I mean, they come in with their identifications. Mm-hmm. What is it that you print up that helps them get the papers that or the ID that they need?
We're able to print an ID that an ID document that establishes their legal identity and their legal residence. So and allows them then will be accepted by the city clerk's office to allow them to register to vote.
Oh, excellent.
Vote.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, John, again, thanks for coming in. And I know you're going to be busy here the next few days, I imagine, with Indeed. Badger Vote. And again, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us and all that information.
Finally straighten out this mess.
The Taylor Swift mess? Was it?
That was a big question for me.
Well, thanks very much, guys.
All right. Appreciate it very much.
Very good.
Oh, man.
Coming up, we've got this, that, and the other leftovers, some odds and ends, and... we'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
It's Halloween.
Thanks, John.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We're going to enjoy them.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning. 608-879-8255 is our number. That's 879-TALK. You can call us or text us. Text us on the Civic Media app anytime.
My favorite candy is an Almond Joy.
Really? You like the Almond Joy?
Oh, I just love those things.
See? Yeah. I like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Was that prompted by
cups.
Something? Did somebody ask what their favorite candy was?
No, I was just thinking about it.
I like the Peanut Butter Cups.
So when your kids went out trick-or-treating when they were younger, were you the kind of parent that like took your cut of the candy?
No, but you know, it was interesting. My younger son, who's been in costumes and Spider-Man since he was born, he always gives me the Almond Joys. He knows I like them. And so he pulls them out and he gives them to me.
How nice.
It's heartwarming. I'm tearing up as I
wasn't that nice of a kid. My mom had to forcibly take the candy that she liked from me. Wow.
See? Does your other son do anything like that? Give you anything?
Or? No.
Yeah.
You know, my other son, it's funny because when he went out and he got all that candy. Yeah. He wouldn't eat it. You know, it sat there for like maybe week after week after week, and we kept telling him, look, are you going to eat your Halloween candy or not?
That's weird. I mean, most kids, they can't wait to tear into it.
I don't know what it was. He just did not eat the candy right away.
What about now that he's grown up?
And it drove his parents insane, and that's why I am the way I am today.
That explains a lot.
It does.
All right.
All right. Let's get into Elon, who, by the way, you know, is going to be a part of the administration if Trump is.
What? They're making him go to court now in this $1 million giveaway.
Yeah. Yeah. $1 million giveaway.
Yeah. That happened, I guess, late last night. They're ordering.
Well, I hope they've got a good case because, you know, if they're going to go to the Supreme Court obviously is on Trump's side at this point.
Seems like it.
You know, they allowed voter purging within 90 days of an election. In other words, in like 6 days of the election, cities to purge voters from the rolls. I'm just like, yeah. My head is blown, and so are some of the justices on the Supreme Court thinking, what are you doing? You know, this is against the law. So much for the law. Anyway, this is Elon, you know, and he's going to be a part of the administration, and he is going to be part of cost cutting. And he's warning the middle class there's going to be a little heartache here. Let's try.
We have to reduce spending to live within our means. And yeah, that necessarily involves some temporary hardship, but it will ensure long-term prosperity.
Temporary hardship for long-term prosperity. We've heard that all along with conservatives. They've always talked about that. Oh, this is going to hurt, but long-term.
Yeah, it'll be better for everybody.
Better for everybody, sure. Yeah.
What specifically is he referring to be the short-term hardship?
Well, it's probably going to be, you know, taking away Medicaid, you know, slashing a lot of the social programs. Those are the programs that
How is that short term
of.
If you just social get rid security. Of the program? Yeah.
Well, it's gonna hurt, but people will adjust or die one way or another, you know. So that's gonna happen, and
right. Hey, Catherine.
Hey.
Hey, Catherine. What's going on?
Director,
hey, why don't you get behind the microphone?
She just can't
there?
Stay away from the mic. As soon as she walks into the station, she's on the mic.
I just wanted to say, first of all, thanks for going with me yesterday. I'm surprised your hearing is not that great anyway, but I'm deaf. I was like going to a rock concert.
It was really loud.
It was shocking. The minute it started, they started screaming. You heard the two 19-year-olds I talked to. So articulate, so smart.
Unbelievable.
Reasons why they wanted to vote. I was not that smart at 19.
Yeah.
I'm just heartened that they all showed up last night, and it was mostly screaming women, girls. Yeah. Yeah. It was like the Beatles. They got nothing. It was unbelievable.
Well,
was,
not only did they say things that I agree with, I mean, they said it better than I could have said it.
Right. Very articulate.
19-year-olds.
I'm going to hire them.
Yeah. Well, great. Oh, okay. Replace us. There we go.
Yeah, here we go.
So much for the one-year anniversary.
We made it 1 year and 1 day, apparently. That's it. Okay.
Hey, let's play.
What do we got time for?
We actually don't have time for it.
What?
I was gonna play.
What do you mean?
I was going to play. Donald Lemon had asked a question of his Gen Zer, and he had some great comments. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we get to the latest issue.
Oh, the onion.
Of the onion.
The new onion is out.
Came in yesterday.
Well, you got to say it the right way. Onion.
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 Onion. Ooh, I like the title there.
Yes, it's
the headline.
Taylor Swift arrested on weapons charges after federal agents raid tour bus.
It's got a picture of her in her costume being led away.
One hell of a pose there in front of the police officer hauling her off to jail. they've taped off her bus. You know, police
tape.
Do not cross police line.
Yeah, there's some other great headlines on there.
I don't know. You know, it says her officials claim singer used merch sales at her concerts as a front to launder cash. You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, really.
We could get into that business, you know.
You think?
But remember, Trump is doing this with his $100,000 watches.
Oh, he's got all that
there's
stuff
no guarantee
out there.
There's
a headline at the bottom of the first page about his next latest grift.
Trump.
Oh, Trump launches own brand of voting machines.
Just in time.
Wow.
He's going to sell a lot there.
Well, thank goodness, you know, we're finally taking care of the problem of bad voting machines.
It's all good. Hey, that is going to wrap it up.
Oh, by the way, Texas bans the sale of luggage to pregnant women. So there you
go. Okay. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. Stephanie Miller is coming up next right here on 92.7 WMDX. Happy Halloween, everybody. Ooh.
Ooh, scary. Very scary stuff.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Let the sun shine. Ooh. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.